game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball, basketball podcast. It is February 2nd, 2016, and you know what that means, Slim?
Nope, I don't.
It's Super Bowl week!
Okay.
I don't care that this is a fantasy basketball podcast. The Panthers are in the Super Bowl, damn it.
Enjoy it while you got it.
I will, yeah. I'll enjoy it for this long while your Dolphins rebuild.
I cannot believe you turned Ted Ginn into a wide receiver. Just amazing to me.
He was decent 2 years ago when he was on the Panthers.
And yeah, but I saw him on the Dolphins. There was no decent in Ted Ginn in the same sentence in those years.
His hands do turn into brick occasionally. But hey, I can't, you know, everyone's slamming the team coming into the year without Kelvin Benjamin of who Cam's going to throw the ball to. It's turned out pretty good.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed we'd be at this point after that injury, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, of course, there was NBA. We've got a lot to talk about. Slimmer, any big weekend NBA watching for you?
Weekend? Let me think. I watched some college over the weekend. That's been fun.
I watched some Chapel Hill, too. You watched your Florida, your Gators, right?
I watched some of a game. They had a good win. Was that this past weekend? No, it wasn't. No, it's they're tough to watch without Billy Donovan. It's just not the same.
Yeah, Chapel.
No, I'm watching Ben Simmons whenever I get the chance.
That's a good one. Yeah, he's looking great, and Chapel Hill looks really good. They beat Boston College, but Boston College isn't very good. But Bryce Johnson, he's gonna be an interesting guy on draft day next year.
I've also been watching a little bit of Miami Hurricanes. Good for, you know, first time in a couple years.
I don't know a single Hurricane player.
Well, they got the senior Jakiri. I think he's got a chance to stick in the NBA, but that's probably about it.
Well, Larkin, pride of Miami.
Yeah.
He's finally starting to turn around. We're going to get to that. Today's show, we're going to recap news and notes from the weekend, including Slim's absolute hatred for Miles Turner. I just don't get it. We're going to play another edition of Can We Make Slim Look Stupid? Then we're going to wrap up with previewing tonight's games and our 30-point challenge.
Y'all ready for this?
So, Slim, are you ready to hire Jeff Hornacek as your NBA coach?
I got a D-League team he can coach. Although, I think he just got done coaching a D-League team, quite frankly.
I see what you did there. Jeff Hornacek fired. Earl Watson, your new Suns coach, and I feel like I streamed Earl Watson last week.
Yeah, I know. What is he, 40?
I think he's 2 years removed from the NBA. It feels like I just streamed him at some point for a spot start when he was filling in somewhere, like in Denver or something.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good job for him. I mean, him and Tyronn Lue, it's not that old right there.
I don't think I ever streamed Tyronn Lue, though.
No, he was more of a bench guy.
Yeah. For this new Suns roster, they call up Jordan McRae from D-League, and people just lose their cookies for this guy. I don't really get it. Why do people like Jordan McRae so much?
He's got upside. I mean, he can score. I don't think anybody's questions his ability to score. Whether he can do it efficiently is kind of up in the air.
Sure. I mean, there was legit people asking, should I drop Goodwin for McRae?
That's kind of a 50-50 thing right there, I think.
No, it's not.
Goodwin is not a point guard.
That's not the question.
Well, the opening they have in their roster right now is for a point guard.
True.
I mean, neither is McRae, quite frankly.
You really...
He's a little better at it than Goodwin, I think.
I don't know. McRae's still a pretty big dude. He's listed at 6'6". I mean, he looks like a two-guard. He looks like Sean Livingston, but with, you know, rawness. I don't know. First game goes 12-2-4. Second game, 13 minutes, 4 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 3 turnovers. Meh.
Well, what was Goodwin in that game?
He played more minutes.
Yeah. I don't know if it was a good thing he played more minutes.
You really think McRae's gonna push out Goodwin for minutes?
I think it could easily be a timeshare.
All right. I think they're gonna still ride Goodwin while they can.
One of the things I've been paying attention to, I saw Booker's been playing a bit of point guard.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think they're just doing combo guards with Booker and Goodwin.
Well, the big thing about it, though, is you start to look at Booker's assist numbers. And, you know, the past, week and a half, he's up to about 4 or 5 assists a game.
Yeah, he's been a lot better than I thought he'd be.
Yeah, he looks like the best player on the team right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know what?
Competition is not fierce.
He's probably the best fantasy option right now.
Yeah, he's a good one.
Yeah, which is shocking. Was he 19 or whatever?
Yeah, and he wasn't. I mean, he was a lottery pick, but was he 13th, 14th, something like that?
Yeah. What else do you make of this roster? What else are the Suns going to do? In my opinion, I think they're going to keep playing Tyson Chandler for a bit. They're going to try to trade Mirza and Markieff Morris. Mirza actually got the start against the Mavericks, but played terrible.
I guess what it comes down to is, do they want to try to win next year?
Did you want to? Were you fishing for an answer for me? I don't know.
I mean, because I think Tucker's probably their best asset, tradable asset.
Yeah.
If they're not trying to win, then they could get a decent little bit back for him. Yeah. Every team could use a Tucker.
I think Markieff Morris is a pretty tradable asset, too. He's on a decent deal.
Yeah, no, it's not the money that's his issue.
That's a good point.
I don't know who wants to add that attitude right now.
Teletovic is another one that's on a real cheap deal that, you know, could play some backup point, or not point forward, but stretch four for a team.
Yeah. I really like to see Lynn. I hope they let him go, give him 30 minutes a night and see what they got.
Man, I do too.
I think that's the big takeaway here is the kids are going to play.
Yeah, for sure. Tyson Chandler will get phased out, but I think you got to own him for now in most leagues.
Yeah. I mean, we were comparing him last time to Lynn and WCS, which kind of both fell apart.
Yeah, WCS is losing minutes. It's frustrating. You want to know who was gaining minutes?
Doesn't play for the Rockets.
No, I was going a different direction there. Aaron Gordon, 16 rebounds last night, coming off a huge game against the Celtics where he just looked like one of the best players on the floor. Went 19-14 and 5 assists with 2 blocks against the Celtics. Last night at the Spurs, 12 points, 16 boards, and a block, 6 of 12 from the field. It's a little points, rebounds heavy right now, but I think the D stats will start coming a little bit more and more as the minutes get up and he gets more, you know, acclimated to the starting minutes.
I mean, the worst thing about this is everyone that drafted him probably doesn't have him anymore.
Yeah, I actually got a comment yesterday that someone said they held just because we liked him so much in the preseason.
Wow, impressive.
That's some patience right there.
The only team I managed to pick him back up on was the Yahoo 250 league. Of course, all the RCL people know him.
That's unbelievable that the RCLs are more competitive than a money.
Oh, they are. Absolutely. I was able to get Miles Turner like a day late in the 250.
Yeah. Well, you didn't get him in the JB versus Slim league, that's for sure. but yeah, do you think Gordon's a top 100 player for the rest of the season?
Looks that way. I mean, I hate his competition, so yeah. Fry and there is no competition. This is still, we got Skiles dealing with rotations, right? This was this is the one that Alfred didn't get as many minutes, or was that last time?
That was the Boston game. This one against the Spurs, I'm pulling it up here. He's, Alfred and Oladipo both 32-plus minutes. Looks like he played the starting unit pretty well. Tobias only played 25 minutes. Hazonia gets 29.
Yeah, I'm looking at Tobias's minutes. going in reverse order. 25, 39, 27, 23, 39, 39. Skiles.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Evan Fournier, and in the last game from against him in the REL, goes like 24 points and has one of his best lines of the year. Last night, 5 points, one rebound, no other stats except for three turnovers. That's awesome. That's awesome.
He should be the one losing minutes. Ooh, 18, 23, 18. Not good. Mm. I'm almost to the point where I would drop Fournier in a 12-er.
It's close. It's close. Definitely if you need the stream spot. Would you rather have Fournier or stash Terrence Jones?
I'll take Fournier. Man, I hope he gets traded.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing I said about Jones's stash ability, is not only does he have to be traded, but he has to be traded to a situation where he's going to be featured for it to be worth the stash. Maybe not featured, but playing at least 25 minutes.
At least. Yeah, it's frustrating to say the least.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how frustrated he is. He came in the league thinking, or came into this year thinking he was going to be a starter and breakout year. And he's healthy and barely getting minutes. It's tough.
You're cutting.
Got more minutes with a lacerated eyelid.
Yeah. You're cutting in 12ers, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. You can't hold through this.
Just being sure. All right, Slim, why do you hate Miles Turner? Please explain to the audience.
Oh, I'm so glad we have these things, like, on record.
Like what?
These podcasts on record.
Okay.
Because then I can go back to, like, when I started talking about Summer League.
Oh,
you know I don't hate Miles Turner.
I know you. Okay, I see. I know you don't hate him. But, man, I write about Miles Turner on Monday's article and how – or no, this was Friday's – about how I love that they're starting him at power forward. It shows that they love him. And then you go on there and you're like, ugh, I'm going to ruin everyone's Friday morning. I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't put too much stock in Turner starting every game.
Uh-huh. I think my tone might have been slightly different, but yeah, it was similar to that.
Oh, what do you have to say now? After 40 minutes and 36 and a half last night, the last two games, including another four blocks, and did you see that block on LeBron's dunk? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Oh, good Lord.
I looked surprised.
Surprised is to say the least. He was like deer in headlights at the end of that.
You know, this Turner's stat lines aren't, I hate to say it, but they kind of remind me of,
don't of say, Whiteside. Oh, I was about to say, don't say John Henson.
No. It's, I think eventually Turner will be a good free throw shooter.
Well, he should have been right away. He was a good free throw shooter in college. I'm pretty sure he was over 80% in college. He was good in the summer league. At least I think he was. I don't know. But that's a profile that seems unfitting. It's still pretty low volume. He's getting his sea legs, you know.
Okay. Yeah. It's just, you know, they got the low steals and the low assists. That's kind of Whitesidean.
Whiteside-ish.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Slim. You know what? I love Miles Turner so much that I would challenge you that his next game is better than the Gooses.
Should I look at who we're playing? Oh, you get Brooklyn. That's not fair.
Are you going to decline that one?
Hold on. Let me find him. Let me see who Goose gets Boston tonight.
Yep, you can do that.
Come on. Yeah. I'll take that one.
All right, so we're going to challenge each other on No Halftime. No Halftime is a new app. Get it in the App Store now. It's a great new way to challenge on one player only versus your friends and versus leagues. It's a ton of fun. I'm going to create this challenge right now. I'm going to select the winning Miles Turner and face him against the losing Kristaps Porzingis. I almost searched Goose right there.
I've done it so many times.
I wish I had the rap song ready right now. But all right, so I am betting Slim that Miles Turner at Brooklyn on the 3rd, which is tomorrow, is going to have more fantasy points than Porzingis tonight. and I'm going to challenge you to $5 worth of a challenge. No halftime. You can challenge for $0, $5, all the way up to $100. You can challenge your friends on one-on-one fantasy matchups. And if you download the app now, put in promo code RAZZ, all caps, R-A-Z-Z, get $5 free. So you can play in this contest for $5 for free for your first time. I have made the challenge here. I have created the challenge. So if you join the RazzBall League, you can see the challenge created. I picked Miles Turner to beat Kristaps Porzingis. And if you are with me, you accept that challenge, you're putting $5 on it. It should be a lot of fun. I'm also going to tweet the challenge out so you can see it on my Twitter profile, at JB Gilpin. And you can join the challenge. It's a lot of fun. No halftime. App Store, promo code RAZZ. Follow me on Twitter, at JB Gilpin. You can see the contest on there as well. And Slim, I'm going to enjoy winning $5 from you right there.
Yeah, we'll see about that. No Carmelo, we'll see about that.
So Jeff Teague apparently really wants to stay in Atlanta because all these trade rumors were really starting to pick up, and then he has his best game of the season.
Yeah, he's on a decent little contract. I don't know. They're ready to go with Schroeder.
Yeah, they are. Teague last night, 32 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists, 5 threes, hit 12 of 15 from the field. I love that he did all that in 28 minutes.
Yeah, Schroeder was 16 minutes of 14, 3, and 3 with a 3 and a steal.
Yeah, he was good too. They're both good.
Yeah, too bad they don't really play together.
Yeah, that's not really going to work.
I'm not sure where I would hedge my bet on whether or not there's a trade. I mean, I think they're a playoff team. I don't see why they would get worse.
I don't know. The Jazz is well, what if the Jazz give them favors?
It's not going to happen. It was Burks and Burke. That was the Trey Burke would be the backup, and then Burks would be your combo, same role, probably off the bench.
I feel like we talked about that last week, and I think I said it was a lateral move. It seems like a lateral. Like, why give Schroeder the starting job and get two backups that aren't going to play too much?
Well, Burks gives him scoring off the bench.
I guess that's kind of a need when you have Thabo coming off the bench.
Yeah, they really don't have much. I mean, if Bazemore came off the bench, I think that would help that situation, but they don't really have it. Right now, Schroeder's all they got off the bench. Yeah. You throw Schroeder in the starting lineup, and you have no punch off the bench.
Yeah, that's true. The Knicks are also been rumored in that. I don't really know what they'd get back, but
I don't know how that trade would work. I mean, Calderon would have to go, I imagine.
Oh, Lord.
That immediately matches up the money, so they wouldn't get much else back. I don't think that's going to happen. The Knicks have no assets.
Yeah.
They don't even have their draft pick, I don't think.
I'm not sure, but yeah, I don't know. It's tough to see a fit right now, but we'll see what happens as the trade deadline nears. Are you worried about Serge Ibaka trending down? He had a decent game last night, but it's interesting. I don't even know if I would have brought it up if not for some commenter hatred Ibaka's way.
Yeah, it was a pretty good game last time. Worried. Am I worried that the blocks are trending down? Yeah, that's probably my biggest worry.
Alright. Yeah, last game 19 and 10 with 2 blocks. I mean, he's got 6 blocks the last 4 games.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of minutes here, but not a lot of there's some 38s with no blocks. 33 with no blocks.
Yeah.
25 minutes against Minnesota with no blocks. That shouldn't be happening for a guy that should be averaging 3 a game.
Yeah. So the last night against the Wizards was good. The two games before that played only 26 minutes in both. Cantor played well off the bench. He had a little foul trouble. I think it was a nice little trough there to take advantage of if you could have.
Yeah. The one game against Houston, they got 26 minutes. They probably started Corey Brewer in that game.
Oh,
I wouldn't be surprised if that was Houston playing small and OKC matching.
Yeah, so if you can still...
Brewer started. Ariza started at the 4.
If you can get Ibaka at like top like 50-ish value, you'd probably do that still, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, as long as I'm not trading away something I desperately need, you know, it's hard to get rid of a point guard for a big. But yeah, if I had an extra wing and yeah, I'd probably make that trade. And I needed the big. Yeah.
You want to know who's trending up? Is Choo Choo. Hop on the Jang train.
Yeah, are we surprised that Kevin Garnett and Pekovic are injured right now?
That's definitely true. But I am a little surprised that they're playing him with the four so much. Remember, he was never playing next to Kat.
Yeah, it's actually, I don't know who is actually the power forward. Because wasn't Kat playing next to Pekovic for a game or two?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. So maybe they're just kind of combo.
Yeah, interchangeable. That's what I always thought about them, was that they were interchangeable.
Yeah. Wow, Gorgie took 2 threes last night. I don't know. That's interesting. He had taken 2 threes on the whole season before this wasn't last night. This was a couple games ago, but you know, 13 and 10 with 2 assists and a block last game against Portland. Had back to back 20-point games before that. It's looking pretty good.
Yahoo has him ranked at 49 in overall stats.
What?
It hasn't even exploded yet.
Man. How is that possible? I guess low turnovers?
Plus 2%.
Percents are good. Oh, yeah. His free throw shooting's great. Remember when he started, he was, when he came into the league, free throws was a big knock on his game.
Oh, he's actually at 1.9 turnovers. It's not the turnovers.
It's got to be the percents then. The rebound.
Yeah, he's had a steal and a block in only 24 minutes.
Yeah, this is looking pretty good, especially if this 30-plus minutes is happening. He's at 39 and then 38 minutes the past 2 games.
It was such a good buy-low window like a week ago.
I wish I'd seen this coming, him playing more power forward or combo center. That's not really a term people
combo
use.
Center, yeah. I've never heard of that one.
So, yeah, if he's somehow still available, get him where you can. Are you interested in Michael Kidd-Gilchrist in 12ers at all?
Man, for points and boards only? Is that what we're going for here?
I don't know. I'm just shocked he's playing.
Plus, he's going to hurt your free throws. I picked him up in one league because I had an open IL spot, and he's still sitting there. So, technically, the answer is yes. But I don't know. I doubt I hold on to him.
Last game against the Lakers was awesome. 19 points, 12 boards, 3 assists with 1 steal. Hit a couple threes as well, which is surprising. But considering he had 3 threes in his career.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. But yeah, it's the Lakers. I'm not going too crazy for it yet.
Yeah, that was probably that Kobe Bryant defense.
Which
that was a joke 10 years ago.
he's definitely fringy, streamable. Would you rather own Michael Kidd-Gilchrist or Stanley Johnson?
I'll go MKG just because the minutes are guaranteed.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to take Stanley, and then I was going to do, why do you like Stanley Johnson so much?
Because he's good at basketball.
Yeah, you wanted to pick him up in the friends and family, and I thought you were going to do it. I told you to do it, and then when I looked to do it, he was owned by someone else.
Yeah, he got picked up like that day. Yeah. You know, Ilyasova, that's his competition. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Yeah. Yeah, only 21 minutes last time out, but still got a decent line.
Nah, it's not that good. 13 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 1 steal, 3 turnovers. Yeah, he did get 3 threes, but it's...
I mean, considering the 21 minutes.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the threes aren't consistent. The scoring has pretty much been the only thing consistent lately. You know, only a handful of steals, no blocks. The turnovers, he's still turning it over a little bit too much.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the past 10, 15 games is 1 steal a game, but it's also only about 22, 23 minutes. If you had a full complement of minutes, that would be a big number.
Maybe. I don't know. I like Stanley Johnson's future. I just don't know if it's a great asset in redraft this year.
In redraft? No, probably not. You're going to need an injury. I can't believe Ilyasova is still playing.
Well, the way injuries have gone for a certain team of mine, any injury is possible, that's for sure. You want to know who is a redraft asset right now, even though he's only 20 years old? How about Jokic?
Yeah, he's a good-looking player.
Yeah, he's been incredible. Last night just went insane. 27 points, 14 rebounds, 4 assists, got a block, hit a 3, 12 of 18 from the field. I think there was I saw a comment at one point, it was Raptors 11 points, Jokic 11 points.
Wow, they destroyed him too.
Yeah, the Raptors then took off, but that's not really a surprise with how the Raptors are playing. What is it, like 12 in a row now, 11 in a row, something like that.
Oh man, he sent Valanciunas to the bench hard. Yeah. 18 minutes out of Valanciunas, well, 19 minutes.
He got torn up. How'd Bismack do?
He's down there. 15 minutes of missing most of his free throws and a couple turnovers.
Wow, they must have gone small there. Oh, because Nogueira played. I have no idea if I said that right.
Yeah, I'm guessing no.
Oh, man.
Terrence Ross, still barely streamable.
Yeah, yeah. Someone asked Ross or Gary Harris. I thought that was a pretty easy answer.
Oh, Gary Harris, who hit his minutes. Boy.
I'm pretty sure that was the question.
Boy got hot. Gary Harris had a good little stretch going.
Yeah.
This is hard to read into. No starter hit 30 minutes.
Yeah. Poor Nurk. 2 of 10 from the field. Ugh.
Only Lowry hit 30 minutes the entire game out of everybody. No, Barton. Yeah, it's a good Barton game.
Yeah, he's been fine. He's been good.
Is Will Barton the name of the Archer guy from the Avengers?
I have absolutely no idea. I think it's Jeremy Renner. I know. I don't know his character. I'm not a huge Avengers person.
Hawkeye? Is that the name?
That sounds right. I'm still going with it's just Jeremy Renner. It's him playing Jeremy Renner.
Flint Barton.
Yeah, that's close.
Oh, yeah. I think we have a new nickname.
We should come up with a nickname there, yeah. So I know this doesn't matter to virtually anyone else, but I'm very sad to say Tyler Johnson's going to have shoulder surgery. It might help Gerald Green a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah, it should. I mean, I'm disappointed too as a Heat fan. He was a big piece of that rotation.
Yeah. I will say that in Ariel as a $1 guy, I'm holding on to him and I'm pretty excited because it's not a leg issue and a lot of his game is hops.
Yeah, it is shooting shoulder, which is, I mean, he's not going to be taking shots for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'll probably throw you a buy low offer because I'm going to have an IL spot opening up here eventually. We'll see.
Yeah, I just honestly don't know if I'm going to be in the running anymore with my injuries. I think
you have 1 week. You have next week. If you survive next week, you're going to be in it.
Yeah, well, Hassan Whiteside's hip is the most important hip in the REL, that's for sure.
Yeah, now with Mahinmi missing games too.
Yeah, and big men was my weakest position. Oh my God. why do you like Bryce DeGene Jones so much?
Is it is it's not Dijon? It's not like
Dijon.
Poupon, Dijon.
Pass the gray Poupon.
He's playing a bunch of minutes. Is that good?
I don't know. After back-to-back 35-minute games, well, it's 35, then 36 minutes. Only 23.5 minutes last night. I don't know. You were talking about how you really wanted them in REL.
Yeah, I did.
I guess that's different than really liking them for most fantasy players. But
yeah, I mean, the minutes are there, which is nice. And he's 23. He's not a young rookie. But he's a 3-and-D guy. He was pretty good in summer league and in the preseason. And their injuries are just unbelievable right now. That's they have true. Nobody else to play. I mean, granted, when Tyreek gets back, if Tyreek gets back, and if Gordon doesn't get traded, then yeah, these minutes are going to disappear in a hurry.
And he's on a second 10-day deal. I mean, they might not
He'll sign the rest of the way. He'll sign the rest of the way.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I've seen a lot of players play decent on their 10-day deals and not get the year-long contract.
I would bet on this one. I mean, it was the Pelicans that he was there for the summer and preseason. It's not like it was a different team.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point. So he's got familiarity with the team.
It's a team that was trying to get wings for a while. I mean, they were looking at Solomon Hill for a while. I'm pretty sure he'll stick.
Right.
I think he can play some small forward. He's a good defender. You know, in fantasy, his assets are really just threes and steals. And he might give you a handful of boards, but I wouldn't expect much else than that.
All right.
Probably won't do it on a good shooting percent either.
So I want to...
Gordon is UFA next year. Norris Cole is unrestricted free agent next year. There is an opening for keeper potential.
They'll probably try Pondexter some more.
Well, I think Pondexter's going to take over Alonzo G spot. Yeah, you see that, huh?
I got you. Your inflection was strong enough on it that time that I got it right away. You found my G spot with that one. That's for sure.
Right, got you a title too. Look at that.
After you found my G spot, you know me. I like to toot my own horn. And did you see? I called Shane Larkin a weekly streamer this week.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
And it's just because I like the matchups. Now, this one wasn't one of the ones that I loved the matchup for, but the Pistons play with some pace, but really good 22 minutes from Larkin. 8 points, 6 rebounds, 14 assists with 1 steal, 4 or 5 from the field. Gives him 20 assists the last two games. Now, he does have 7 turnovers, but, man, 14 assists is hard to ignore. That's better than anything Sloan did.
Yeah, I don't think Sloan's got 14 in the past, like, 5 games combined. He is not an assist guy.
Mm-hmm.
And what'd he do last night? 26 minutes of 5-5-4? Sure. Yeah, I know. I don't know if they're actually going to unleash Larkin at any point. They should, you know, once they start going, you know, see what they got. What, a 12 and 37? I mean, they should.
Yeah, but yeah, as we mentioned, they can't technically punt because they don't have their draft picks.
But if you're searching for assists in a 12er, Larkin's almost available in almost all of them.
Yeah, actually, I probably need to do that this morning. Scan through. I'll probably add Larkin on a bunch of teams. I'm a little point guard deficient on a couple RCLs.
Yeah, my brother just picked him up in our Yahoo 250.
Oh, of course he did, because every player is available in that league, because no one's paying attention, even with money on the line. Doesn't make
sense. Yeah, that's kind of how that works, yeah.
Anything else from you from the past few nights of action?
Let's see. I've been kind of paying attention to the Reggie Jackson, Brandon Jennings thing.
Jennings just got hot the game before, and then against the Nets, it seemed to work out about what you'd expect.
Yeah, he went 3 straight games without hitting a shot before going 7-for-14.
Yeah, exactly. I made a little marriage joke with a BJ in there in the daily notes.
Yeah, you must hate that considering how much it was used on you.
Wait, what?
Didn't people love switching your name backwards?
Oh, that's right. We did talk about that. Yeah, that was a big, like, middle school thing. Oh, look, it's BJ. Like, what? All right.
Yeah. I mean, I've mostly been watching Brandon Jennings just to see if he's good enough for anyone to trade for him. And from what I've seen, I'm going with a no.
What about the same teams that are interested in Teague?
I mean, the Knicks can probably... He'll cost a hell of a lot less than Teague.
Exactly, that's kind of what... Especially for the Knicks, who, like you said, don't have assets, really.
Yeah, and Calderon's down right now. I guess. I mean, the Knicks are trying to make the playoffs. They think they're a playoff team. It might work. I don't know if it makes him any better. I don't know if he's really a triangle type of guy.
Yeah. And Langston Galloway, he is such a metrics whore. Oh,
such a good fit in that offense, though.
Oh, he's such a good metrics whore. I love it.
Yeah, I almost did that. I don't even know how to pronounce that person's name. Is it Khalees?
Who's that?
I don't care.
What?
I love it.
Oh, that thing.
2012 or something, I don't know.
Yeah. The British woman, I don't know, whatever that is.
Yeah, you might be the only one that knows her that way, but all right.
Oh, I hate those songs. I hate pop music. Pop music is so bad right now.
What are those songs you only listen to when you're trapped in the car and someone else forces you?
Yep, exactly. All right, Slim, have you worked on your theme show music?
Oh, man, not at all.
Too early for that.
Yeah.
It's time for another edition of Can We Make Slim Look Stupid? Applause, everyone. If you're listening, applaud while you're listening to the podcast. And I hope you're listening like at the gym in front of a bunch of people and you just clapped right there.
Okay. It's a good workout.
Yep. All right, Slim, I'm going high end this time and season long stats.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a good shot here. All right. These are both centers. You ready?
Yep.
16.6 points.
Okay.
9.9 rebounds.
Gotcha.
1.4 assists.
Okay.
0.7 steals.
It's not terrible for a center.
And 1.8 blocks.
That's basically what you're looking for.
85% free throw shooter.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
And 53.8% from the field.
Yeah, well, I know immediately who this is, but okay.
All right, who is it?
That's Towns.
Maybe.
Come on, 1.8 blocks and 85% from the line? There ain't nobody else.
Player B, 15.1 points, 7 rebounds.
Okay.
3 assists.
Not bad.
0.8 blocks, 0.8 steals, 1.5 blocks.
Okay.
50% from the field, 76% free throw shooter.
Okay. 7 boards, huh? It's kind of low.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, I'm taking Cat.
Okay.
He's a first rounder in my book.
Yeah, Cat has been unbelievable, especially lately. I think I think the last 30 days he was like 5th.
This might be the best. I mean, everybody was talking about last year's draft class, but this might be the best one since the Wade draft.
Yeah. Oh, and yes, you got it right, Slim. Good job.
Yeah, everybody calls it the Wade draft, I'm sure.
But yeah,
Bosh, or the Chris Kamen draft. Is that what it was?
Player A is Towns. Who's player B?
Rebounds are kind of low. 76. I mean, it's kind of sounds like Favors.
No, this is a full season and hasn't been hurt.
All right.
Now, we'll add in that Towns is at 0.33s, which is still awesome added to his stats. Player B has 1 3 a game.
Oh, it's Horford.
Hey! Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely taking Towns over Horford. Yeah.
Yeah, I really am.
I thought that was interesting because that means Towns right now is like a top 15 player or something.
Yeah, Horford has been easily no less than top 20 the entire year.
Yeah.
He might have had one or two little slumps, but the only issue with Horford is the scoring.
Yeah.
The rebound is a bit off. It's kind of unfortunate, but he plays next to another big. It probably hurts.
Yeah. So there you have it. Towns has been incredible. All right.
Yeah, I in draft I would absolutely take Towns over Horford.
I'll be right.
The only problem with trying to get Towns is that nobody's letting him go at this point.
No.
Everybody knows what they have.
But yeah, next year I'll definitely be. Is Towns a top 10 pick next year?
It's going to be really close. There's no way he's making it out of the turn. Absolutely no way.
He might be here's a good one. Towns or Cousins and Nine Cat.
He's probably going to pass Cousins.
Wow. Then yeah,
he's passing Millsap and Gobert.
Yeah.
That's pretty much right about that 10. Yeah, that's where we had Cousins.
He's so good.
Yeah, he's that $56 bid in the REL is looking just fine now.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, he's an anchor on our friends and family team.
Yeah, he's one of my 3 rookies on my Yahoo 250.
Oh man, our team.
I'm loving that. I'm loving the Turner Goose and Cat lineup. It's so good.
Wow, we're in
just got favors back to it. I love that team. It's got to be my best team.
We're in second now in the Friendson family and winning our division.
Right.
I haven't even like looked at our standings because it's two moves a week. It's just like, all right, I just want to be sure we're playing our right lineup and not really worrying about the rest. But yeah, we're leading the Friends League and second best record of everyone.
All right. I'm unsatisfied with anything but first place.
All right. We got to do this, Slim. We got to anchor down.
Got a couple of issues here, though. This slump that Wesley Matthews in is rough.
Yeah. And we got to quit having Golden State having two-game weeks. Jeez.
Oh, again.
For Draymond, yeah.
I mean, they must have...
They've got a great playoff schedule, though.
Yeah, that helps.
So,
oh, God, I didn't even look at Draymond's last game.
Yeah.
Against New York.
I love that. Yeah, I do these notes, and, like, I just was like, yeah, Draymond and Russell Westbrook getting triple-doubles, whatever. They're both on our team. Hooray.
Triple-doubles, didn't miss a field goal, plus two threes, two steals, two blocks. Yeah.
Yeah.
The usual. I'll take Draymond over Kat.
Yeah, I probably would too. It's just so close. Oh man, this
you lose the free throw percent, but the assists are point guard level, which just makes everything so much easier.
You want to know who's ahead of them both though? For me, still is Paul George.
I'm guessing you're lying.
You caught me.
Let me hear it. Is Paul George a first rounder?
No.
Yes.
But. It's because a lot of people are really good right now.
Yep. I mean, you know, next year we'll go with, like, Paul George versus Porzingis. Who you got?
Oh, God.
I know. That's going to be a tough one next year. They might be back-to-back.
Yeah. Next year is going to be so hard to rank. I know I probably say that every year, but...
It's going to be fun next year. There's going to be so many kids moving up rounds.
Yeah, this year's surprise draft class just... Yeah. All right, Slim, we got to make our 30-point challenge picks here. I haven't updated the board. Sorry if anyone won on Thursday. I completely forgot. But if you did win, I'll be sure to mention your name on Thursday's show. Tonight, we've got the Celtics at the Knicks, get the Heat at the Rockets, Raptors at the Suns, Bucks at the Blazers, and the Wolves at the Lakers. What are you watching for tonight?
You know, I expect no Whiteside again.
Yeah, he's questionable right now, but I wouldn't expect it either.
So Stoudemire versus, Amari's been decent recently.
Yeah, he's actually been kind of good.
I mean, there's no way he can survive these minutes.
Yeah, but he's filling in, and as soon as Whiteside can get back, he'll go back to DMPs.
Is Boston-New York like a rivalry?
I don't know. Probably.
Seems like it should be.
But NBA, maybe, you know, it was bigger when the Celtics were good in like the 80s, 90s. I don't know.
And I'm assuming Portland is the closest city to Milwaukee.
What? No.
No, that's not how that works.
Minnesota, Minneapolis is way closer to Milwaukee.
Oh,
so,
I gotcha.
So
yeah,
is Chicago. Chicago's an hour and a half drive from Milwaukee.
You're purely on the the horizontal axis here.
Your geography. Oh, I'm going to be quizzing you on some geography next show.
Oh, man. I'm going to fail miserably. I always just assume, oh, it's cold in Milwaukee. Oh, it must be in, you know, Canada somewhere.
Oh, man. For the Raptors, I think Corey Joseph could have a pretty good game here, resting Lowry on the back-to-back.
Yeah, they played. I mean, you know, I mentioned that everyone got under 30 minutes, so everyone's kind of rested. Well, but yeah, there's no way this game is close. Absolutely no chance.
Yeah. All right, Slim. All right, looking at the top 10 scorers: Curry, Harden, Durant, Cousins, LeBron, Lillard, Westbrook, DeRozan, Blake Griffin is still in there, and Paul George is tied with him. Who do you have for 30 points tonight?
Well, you know. Isaiah did good for me one time. Might have to go back there. I don't know about Minnesota. I'll go with Isaiah. Yeah, give me that one.
I will go with...
Hopefully Calderon's back.
Yeah, you want Calderon back, not Langston, not the Harlem Renaissance.
Langston's not a bad defender. That's if Calderon's not back, I do not expect Isaiah to get 30.
I'm struggling here.
You know you're going Lowry.
No. Well, I just said that I thought Joseph was going to play a lot of minutes.
Thank you.
I'm going to go with who we did our slim stupid. I'm going to go with Towns at the Lakers.
Yeah. His Lakers, man. They're so bad.
Yeah, although Towns, you know, he can score 30, obviously, but he's not even in the top 40 scorers.
No, it's because the minutes have been off and on. This could easily be a Shabazz game, or it could be a LaVine game.
Yeah.
You know.
LaVine, I remember when I fell in love with LaVine was when he had a breakout game against the Lakers his rookie year, kind of early in the season. He scored like 20-some-odd points off the bench.
You know, he had 30 a couple games ago. At least they know that, yeah. We know that if he's hot, they'll play him.
Yep. So, there you have it. There's our 30-point challenge picks. As always, put your picks in the comments of this post. I'll update the board. It'll probably be this afternoon. I don't know if I'll have a chance after this gets posted. But I'll have it updated. We look forward to your picks. And Slim, you know, have a good next couple nights, you know. You know, watch some NBA, get your rest, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I managed to watch the first two episodes of X-Files.
Oh, it was
pretty... I enjoyed it.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. I didn't watch the third one, though.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that one yet. I like what they're doing with the, you know, it's kind of standalone, but still in the overall premise.
Yeah, the first one was kind of... more overall. The second one was it wasn't really monster of the week, but still kind of fit into the whole crux of it.
Yeah, while still being its own standalone episode.
Yeah.
I like how they're doing it.
Yep. We'll talk more movies and X-Files and stuff on our next show on Thursday. And Slim, have a good next couple days. I'll talk to you then.
Yes, sir. Enjoy.